SUNY ESF is working on bringing back a tree that once made up a quarter of the standing timber in forests in the eastern United States. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, researchers have come up with a variety of the tree that resists the blight that killed billions of American chestnut trees.
You've heard of chestnuts roasting in the open fire? Well, those are American chestnuts they're singing about.
SUNY ESF professor Dr. Bill Powell says it's not just holiday revelers who need chestnut trees destroyed by a blight brought to this country a century ago.
It was a very important tree to the ecology. A lot of wildlife relied on the mass that these produced, the nuts. They were a very consistent crop of nuts, unlike the oaks that have now replaced them, which is not very consistent. So if we can bring the chestnuts back, we'll be able to support a lot more wildlife in our forests.
So researchers have come up with this new version of the American chestnut called Darling 4, created by adding a gene to the tree. On Arbor Day, students planted three of the blight-resistant trees in front of the school's Gateway building. Powell says the ultimate goal, restoring these trees to eastern forests.
There was somewhere between 3 to 5 billion American chestnut trees in the eastern forests. To get back to that, it's going to take at least a century or more. And that's if, you know, people get really involved and start planting these trees. It's definitely not a weed. It's not something that's going to spread real quick on its own. It really needs our help to get back in there. But once it gets in there, it's going to be a big benefit to our ecology.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.